I'm Alicia. I'm a mother. I'm a black woman. I'm intelligent. I love to travel. I'm beautiful, and I speak my truth. Welcome back, and prepare yourselves. This is the most anticipated episode of this entire series that I'm doing for season two, and it's What's It Like Dating the Gemini? So I have done a lot of research, put up with the Gemini slander, and I finally have enough content, I believe, to really make this an interesting conversation and dialogue with you all. So I'm going to dive right in, and the first thing I want to do is just set a disclaimer, because I am a Gemini, but I don't speak for all Geminis. I'm going to really speak in general terms in this episode, and really from my perspective. I'm a cisgender woman. I can't really speak from the perspective of a man, so you can definitely formulate your own opinions, but I just want to put that disclaimer out there, and that leads me to the first point where I have never really been, I knew I was a Gemini, and, you know, I would like to wear Gemini things from time to time, but it wasn't until now that I'm realizing a lot of people are very much into astrology and, you know, birth charts and the different traits and how we are and how we come to be and all of that stuff. But I do want to say I've met some very intense people through this kind of zodiac journey, and it's those people who really base everything solely off of what somebody is. Like, I mean, I hear it all the time where you can hear someone just speak so definitively and just with some conviction, and it's like all Geminis do is lie and this and that. And I'm like, you dated one Gemini and now you've come to the conclusion that all Geminis are like this, or all Leos are like this, or all this. And like, though, I try to stay away from those people. I try to stay far away from those people, because in my head, now again, this is just me, our lives are based on our experiences, and our experiences shape who we are, and most are all basic human traits. So, you know, I've seen people argue about, you know, they'll say like, Geminis are crazy, or Scorpios are a freak in the bedroom, and then I'm like, Aries too. And it, like, it's all subjective to who we are. And I think that some of these traits are definitely universal. Now, however, there are, I believe, specific traits that we can't ignore that are inherent to our birth charts and who we are. So, for example, I'm just going to dive right into to a Gemini. What is a Gemini like? So, if you are listening and you have me as a friend, you know that when I'm getting ready to have a conversation with you, you have to prepare yourself to have about three conversations in one. And our minds are, so my mind, I would say, when I'm talking about something, so let's say I'm talking about shopping, and then my mind right away, I want to focus in on what I bought. So I'm talking about a pair of shoes now and how they're brown and they cost this much. And then, so now I can start talking about how expensive things are costing. And then I'm talking about, man, everything, the price of everything is just going up now. And ugh, I couldn't stand that. And that leads me to my next point. And then I'm back to shopping. So I go into this next store and I found the same pair of shoes for cheaper. So we're going to bring you back to our original point. You just got to hang in there. Hang in there with us. And that's tip number one to dating a Gemini, is that we are inquisitive. We love to talk. And I've been told before that some people can't keep up with me in a conversation. And it's not because I talk too fast or necessarily too much. It's the things we like to talk about, or the things we know. So because me, myself, and I am inquisitive by nature, I am a repository of random information. I can hold a conversation about anything. I like things like history. I just love discussing things. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to debate you about stuff. Like, that's something that I don't like doing, like picking fights and debates. But I like to be intellectually stimulated, and a lot of people cannot keep up with me in the conversation. So if you are trying to approach a Gemini, you need to be able to know how to talk and try to keep up with us in a conversation. So that's tip number one. Tip number two, we are very social butterflies, and we love connecting with people. So I would say if you're an introvert, and again, speaking in general terms here, introverts and Geminis typically don't mesh, because you can go out somewhere and like a Gemini can say, they'll know everybody or say hi to a lot of different people, or they want to often plan things at the house, like Friendsgiving dinners and couples nights and stuff like that. So if you aren't into that type of stuff, then I would say you don't even approach a Gemini. Me, I love hosting people. So I love doing Friendsgivings and hosting versus battles in my house. And then in my professional life, I'm an event planner. I like bringing people together. I have a mom's group that I'm a part of, and I plan events for it because I really like connecting with different people, networking, being strategic. And I was one of those kids where on my report card is like, talks too much in class. Well, look at me now. I'm a podcaster. And I, you know, essentially get paid to talk about my opinion and talk about random things. So it comes in handy. But that's tip number two, is we are social butterflies. So you have to let us thrive in our natural being, which is being social. Tip number three, we need space. And even for Geminis that are married or in a committed relationship, they're enfianced, what have you, we still need our space. We are not assigned to be boxed. We do not like routine. We are not creatures of habit. We like to be free-flowing, free-spirited. So we need space away from you. So whether that's building a she shed or taking a self-care trip alone or staying in a hotel for the weekend or doing something to get away, we need that recharging energy. And it's not like we don't love you. None of that. We are definitely loyal, and I'll get to that in a minute. But we just need just some extra breathing room to keep ourselves interested, because if we're around you all the time, we will get bored. Geminis like to stay kind of adventurous and like to keep things spicy and fresh. So allow us that space. And I've had a lot of trouble dating because it's like, yes, we would spend wonderful time together, like a weekend together, but it's like, okay, now I want to go home alone. I need my space. And then a lot of men would take it as rejection, and then it seems totally inadmissible to say, well, it's because I'm a Gemini. So some of those conversations I've definitely had to have, but I just can't explain it. There's no book, there's no diagnosis for me to explain. Like, I just need some damn space. So if you are going to date a Gemini, understand that we need some space. We're not pulling away from you. We just need to recharge. I believe I'm on tip number four. Yes, I am. We can multitask. We are the kings and queens of multitasking, and it can come off as being impartial, cavalier, nonchalant, and downright disrespectful and dismissive. I should say, if I'm at a restaurant with someone and I'll have my laptop, I'll have my planner, and I'll be on social media, and I always have to alert people. Now, I got really better at this, is I'm listening to you. Or I would prompt them by saying, do you need my undivided attention? Because even when I study or I'm writing blogs or doing anything, I'm writing the blog, I'm watching TV, and the music is on. So our brains function that way. We can focus on a lot of different things at one time. So it's natural for us to be doing eight things at once. And it's also natural for us to explore a lot of different jobs. So I was a notorious job hopper, so I fit right in with the millennial trend of maybe dedicating a year and a half to 2 years to each job before moving on because I got bored. Relationships. Sometimes relationships don't work out, so either they're not giving you space or they can't keep up with you in conversation or what have you. They don't like going out. So Geminis are not a stranger to being nomadic in different relationships or going to different jobs or starting different businesses. It's almost kind of like a manic high, but that's kind of the personality. So I would say for me, dating someone who's calmer and just really kind of balances out that manic kind of high. So a Taurus would be a great match. However, Tauruses are very, they're routinely by nature, and that will bore the shit out of me. Like, whew. Okay. We are loyal. This is another tip to you all. Tip number 5 on dating a Gemini. People don't believe me when I say this, but I've been reading this book, Astrology and Me, because I really wanted to try to offer some kind of backup. But I found it at Barnes & Noble. It's called Astrology and Me, and it goes through every single zodiac. And I'll actually post the link to it from Amazon, too. Yeah, I found it on Amazon as well for cheaper, so I was kind of salty about that. But I will post the link to the book, and it goes through every single zodiac sign and just different scenarios and situations. So it goes through, you know, like Gemini as a lover, as a parent, as a friend, divorcing a Gemini, working with a Gemini, finances. So it was very interesting. And not only did this book make Geminis look like crap, I noticed that the author himself was a Gemini. So I'm like, this is how I know that one person can't write for the whole for the whole Gemini like race or topic or whatever. But again, back to what I was saying. See, I just totally Gemini'd y'all. Like, I talked about something totally different, but we're back to tip 5 about loyalty. We are loyal as fuck, and I don't care what anyone says. We are the most loyal sign, and people don't believe me when I say when I'm with one person, I am with that person, and I have eyes for nobody else, not even celebrities. Like, I'm with that one person, and I'm totally focused and loyal to that person. But it takes a lot of trust for it to get to that point with a Gemini. We are undyingly loyal, almost like to a fault, and that is a rarity. But peeling back all of the Gemini layers, you know, to get to that sweet center, to the point where it's like, I'm never leaving you, it takes a lot of work and dedication, which, hence this episode. If you are looking to pursue a Gemini, follow these tips. Finally, I kind of want to just give an overall tip 6 about our personalities and our mood swings and just like how ironic we are. And then I'll shift gears a little bit into some good and bad traits. So Geminis are very I don't want to say non-emotional, but we're not overly emotional. And intimacy can be difficult for Geminis, and we don't express our emotions in a very outward way. We would do it kind of under a cover and hope you catch it, which is definitely a bad thing. But it's all about us wanting you to be really intuitive about us and really get to know us and our quirks. And, you know, I don't have to tell you I love you all the time. You should know when I say this or act like this or offer this up, or, you know. So that's another tip, is though we aren't outwardly expressive, you know, we drop our hints, so we want you to pay attention to us. So a lot of people aren't great listeners. Geminis are. We will listen to you, what you say, your desires, what you want. We will ask you specific questions to see if somehow you will bring that question and conversation back around to paying attention to maybe things we've said. So like, for example, I gift based on what I hear people say. Now, I know Geminis aren't the only people who do that, but because we talk, it doesn't mean we don't know how to listen. So we're very twofold. A lot of people like to give, but really don't know how to receive it back. And Geminis are definitely great listeners. We pay attention to a lot of detail. So you, a Gemini, would be the person that's noticing random things in the back of a picture, and everyone is focused on the focal point. Like, oh, that girl looks so pretty. And I'm like, why is a house on fire in the background back there? We catch a lot of shade, and we know when shade is being thrown because we are witty, we're clever, we're very intelligent, and nothing gets by us at all. And we know, we read body language and everything about communication. And lo and behold, I have a master's in communication, and I teach a communication class to pay attention to body language and tone and inflection. So I want to shift gears a little bit. So I know I just kind of unpacked a lot through those tips, and they're only six. And of course, all Geminis are different again, but I can definitely say from all of the times I asked Facebook, like, what's it like dating a Gemini? And, you know, once I got past the slander, I did come up with those common categories about we talk a lot, we're loyal, you got to keep up with us in the conversation, we're this, we're that. So this next section is about, you know, our traits, some of our good and bad traits. And then I want to take a brief moment to acknowledge some very famous Geminis and just sit there for a moment. So we have Naomi Campbell, Angelina Jolie, Marilyn Monroe, Lauryn Hill, Tupac, Kanye West. The list goes on. And marinating on those people for a minute, how different they are and how mysterious they may seem. So they're all Geminis in their own different ways. So Naomi Campbell, people coin her as crazy and a loose cannon and this and that. And I can say for me, you know, when we feel an emotion, because we don't know how to handle emotions well. And when we feel one emotion, it's an extreme feeling of that emotion. So I can say for myself, there's no in between. We're usually one way all the time. I'm usually always content, happy, fine, joyful. But when I'm mad, and it takes a lot to get a Gemini mad, but when we're mad now, it ain't no turning it off now. So, but then now we're crazy, you know? And then you think about Angelina Jolie. She's very different, very an enigma, very mysterious, very sexy. Marilyn Monroe is overtly sexy and just very graceful. And you have Lauryn Hill and Kanye West, Tupac, creative, different. You can't really figure them out. Kind of seem like loose cannons. They just say whatever is on their mind. You know, Kanye West is always kind of up and down and saying things, apologizing later. We are very much so. A good thing is that we are fun, adventurous. A bad thing is we are very flighty, and we can be inconsistent, and we can be shallow and superficial and egotistical. We can be bad with money and impulsive. Like, these are a lot of bad character traits that Geminis have, you know, in addition to like a lot of the good stuff is being loyal and being great friends and unyielding. So it's very every time, and I keep getting hung up on words here, because it's like I'm always just very curious about, you know, some of how I act, and when I read it in books, sometimes another bad trait that we have is adopting a double standard as to where we can do something but you can't. I've done that before. I've adopted that mantra before, and I'm like, okay, that's something that's kind of inexplainable by anything other than nature, you know. The being intimate and not being outwardly expressive, I can totally attest to that. Kind of getting bored with relationships and bad decisions, I can attest to that. And it's like, my goodness. So some of this stuff definitely is true, but even still, all Geminis are not the same. I am very much so a mix of being an extrovert and introvert. I love staying in the house, but I like being around people too. So I hope this episode was enlightening. I know there is a lot to unpack there about Geminis, and it's only a snippet. It's only a 20-minute overview of things that I can talk about for weeks and days and write essays on, but I definitely want you to chime in. Purchase the book. It is very interesting. I can say that the book makes Geminis look like the scum of the earth, but the other signs are shown in good light. So I highly recommend for you to read the book and just kind of point out how many things, you know, that it's like, hey, I do that, or I can relate to that. And, you know, it's inexplicable by anything else but your zodiac sign. So very interesting topic and interesting conversation. And I hope you join me for my last couple of episodes of this season. And again, if you have topics that you would like to share with me, you can always send me a message on any one of the Speaker Truth podcast pages on Facebook or Instagram. If you know me, text me or Facebook me. But until then, this is 30 Alicia signing off.